Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It is your host, Colleen. I'm going to sound very meditative and relaxed because I was listening to my favorite meditative guided meditator, whatever she is called, Sarah Blondin. I hope I'm saying that correctly. She gets me into the zone. If your head is piling, if you need calmness, stillness, peace, you just need to get outside of yourself, look up her on YouTube, or, you know, I think she plays across Spotify, everything like that. And she just talks like this very softly, and she just gives bouts of wisdom. And I was listening to two of them today in the sauna. I was listening to allowing the rhythm of your soul, allowing the rhythm of your mind, your body to cycle. Instead of getting so caught up and being busy and not doing enough and doing this and wanting more. And when we're not in that state of vibration, we're not in that state of go, 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 we have a hard time honoring the other state of peace, non-moving, right? That's why we have a hard time in wintertime. I talked a lot about this. I did a winter mindset episode. And let me tell you, for the last weekend, I've been looking at moving to Florida. So I have my moments too, especially when we get to the end of January, beginning of February up here in the northeast of the country. It is dark and it gets cold. And I'm like, what am I doing here? I should move to Tampa. And I looked up and I was like, wow, the rents are like equal and cheaper than they are up here in the Philadelphia area. So I'm probably not going to Tampa anytime soon, but I was thinking about, and I said this on my winter mindset episode, and then we'll get into the astrology. One of the things that Sarah Blondin said in today's, and the other one I was listening to was claiming your power back or something, but don't criticize the rhythm of taking place that is taking place inside of you. You know, all life needs time under surface, she said. Wow. We do. You know, I've said that before. We need time to go inside, to be alone, to be in the darkness. But all life, which is us, has to go under surface. All animals have to go under surface. They have to go inward and reflect, right? Plants, whatever it is, nature out there, it dies and rebirths. And that cycle is within us. So how can we do that best? How can we let ourselves go under surface? How can we let ourselves have calmness and peace and honor that in the darkness up here, in the cold, whatever is happening? How do we do that? Well, we got to make the best of every moment. And that strengthens our mind, strengthens our body, that keeps things going. And then we're stronger for when times are easier. And in the wintertime, it's a constant decision, right? Turning it over, it's a constant decision of accepting, all right, I'm accepting the darkness, I'm accepting the cold, I'm accepting whatever's flowing to me right now, and I'm going to try to make the best of it, whatever is happening. Today was the first Monday I'd off in a while, and I got up with my kids, got them ready to school, and I went to the gym, and I was like, wow, I have not been to the gym in the month. This feels so good. I am so happy. And then I was ready to do this podcast. I ate my lunch. I'm excited to go get a coffee, and then I'm going to help my mom clean off her car, and then I have to go to the bank, and then I'm going to take my kids to the dentist. And all of that sounds mundane or stressful or there's a lot to do. However, I'm going to look at it as I'm going to enjoy this. Every moment, I'm going to enjoy each thing that comes to me today. And it isn't always easy, and I'm sure my kids are going to piss me off, but I have to take it back. When I'm in those moments, those challenging moments, I'm saying I'm accepting this, and how can I make this the most joyous, peaceful moment that I can? And we sit in that moment, and we honor that, because so much of our pain, so much of our struggle is our mind. How do we transcend beyond that? By taking this small little exercise and appreciating whatever happens today on this cold day. Or I guess I do realize I have listeners all over, not just here, but, you know, I'm sure in every place in the Northern Hemisphere, it's sort of winter somehow. Seattle, it's probably cold and dark. I really don't know what's happening in Europe, but I should. However, you can do that even when it's not in the darkness like we are experiencing. If you're just experiencing the mundane blah, you know, that will help, especially because we got Venus moving direct. Move direct. We're getting out of that Venus retrograde. Okay, so let's talk astrology. Oh, before I jump into astrology, I want to say I was with a client the other day, and we were talking about not living in the moment, which, I talk about a lot on here. That's my biggest struggle, and he struggles with living in the past. I struggle with living in the future. I can let go of the past, even if it comes to me that I usually don't harp on things. I have worked on letting things go. However, I'm extreme future thinker. And he said, Colleen, you do know that when you live in the future, you are literally using your imagination. And I was like, what? I've heard it said so many different times. You're projecting your past fear. You're projecting this. You're doing that. You're living this. But I was like, he said, you are literally, when you are living in the future, no matter what you're thinking, are using your imagination. And hearing the word imagination, right? Because I associate that with my fantasy world. And then to hear that I'm actually can be using my imagination to try to pre-create or pre-predict how my future is going to look in a not so imaginary way, I was like, wow, that's deep. And I'm honestly still reflecting on that a little bit, but that has really helped. You know, anytime in the last, since he has told me that in the last few days, I've been projecting fear or wondering how something in the future is going to work out or fantasizing how something's going to work. I'm like, especially the fear ones, Colleen, that's your imagination. That is your imagination. You have no idea how that's going to play out. That is your imagination. So think that today. Any of the worries, any of the woes that you are, you know, pondering, that you're upset about, remember, that is your imagination. That's your imagination. That's all you need to tell yourself. So last week was definitely feeling the blues on top of the winter blues, Venus retrograde, Mercury retrograde. But now Venus has moved direct. I can't wait for it. And I said on last week's episode, I'm not going to share about too much on this episode, so go back to last week's. Venus is not out of the woodwork just yet. It's now, Venus will start to make sense. Maybe they'll move a little bit forward. Maybe all of a sudden it could, you know, something Venus ruled that was seemed blocked or restricted will start to flow with these right now. However, Venus now begins to go forward again in her trek. And for a little bit, when she moves into Aquarius, she is going to be between two malefic planets, Pluto and Saturn, smushed into that in Aquarius, which is still traditionally a Saturn-ruled sign. So there definitely could still feel the way Venus has felt since November when it moved into Capricorn, just sort of, you know, apathetic, not sureing what to enjoy, not feeling quite happy, a little bit damper. And then in April, it moves into Pisces. So that will finally, you know, where it's exalted, will start to be a little bit happier. But go back to last week's episode to hear more about that. Because now I want to talk about today's, or tomorrow technically, new moon. And we have it in Aquarius. Now, most of the time, new moon is a calmer part of the moon cycle. It does not feel like the full moon does. The new moon brings a sense of rebirth. It's the beginning of a new cycle. It's the ending of one, the birth of a new one. And depending on the astrology that is happening during that moon cycle, we kind of get an idea of what this moon cycle is going to be flavored with, you could say. And sometimes they're flavored with more joy, happiness, and beauty. And sometimes they're more flavored with discipline, hard work. I think this one is going to be, this next moon cycle, a little bit tougher. And I think it's going to be a little more disruptive than we're used to with the new moon. However, Rich, just remember, get to know your birth chart, because this is the general energy, but depending on your birth chart, you'll have a better idea of which way it's going to sway, because there's good and bad to everything. This new moon will still be good for a lot of people. I woke up, you know, where it's kind of conjoined. It's like 4 degrees away, conjoined Saturn. So it's still, you know, it's in Saturn sign. So there's like a sense of discipline and getting in order. And I said this morning I woke up and I was like, okay, I am ready to take charge. I am ready to work out, to do right, to figure out my mind, figure out what part of what, how I want to live my life. So there's that. However, and I think with Saturn there, you're going to have it, that be a theme of how can I get my shit in order? How can I, you know, the moon is our environment, our fluctuations in fortune, our deep subconscious emotions. How can I get that stuff in order in my life? Sometimes in order to get something in order, there is chaos. So imagine this, right? Because this is going to be also squared Uranus. That's where the chaos, the shocking change, out of the blue chaos, disruptiveness can come. Remember, oftentimes, sometimes for a lot of people, we have trouble getting to that next step. We have trouble getting to where we need to get discipline-wise, whatever it is. But then once a chaotic moment happens, we're able to get there. So there's a beauty and a joy in that. So you can expect disruptive energy, a surrender. I felt like a really sense of surrender. I'm surrendering. I can't take charge of this anymore. I can't take control of this anymore. I don't understand this. I'm surrendering to how I feel right now mentally. I'm surrendering that and accepting that. And then I'm going to move forward and rebirth in a new cycle. You know, Mercury retrograde is happening right now. I moved back into Capricorn, but then it, you know, moves, part of it was in Aquarius. And again, both Saturn ruled signs. So we have a little bit of Mercury retrograde in there, which brings about a lot of mental. And I think with this moon, we're going to find ourselves following our intuition. I think that you guys should look, if you're having trouble with following your intuition, look at your intuition and find out, What am I not honoring? What do I not believe? Oftentimes it's when we're young or even just now and we have a situation and our gut tells us something and then someone else is saying something else. How do we start to honor intuition? When you have a situation and you responded the way you responded, your first instinct to respond that way, trust that. That is your intuition sometimes working, right? That is your intuition. You know the difference between our subconscious and bullshit awareness to like, not bullshit, but you get what I'm saying, but to our instincts. And sometimes when we're in a situation, especially one that maybe makes us uncomfortable, one that's out in the world, one in an environment, your first instinct is your intuition. So don't second guess that. You know, if you said, I don't know why I made that choice. I don't know if I should have done that. I don't know if I should have spoken to them. I should have known if I didn't speak to them. Trust that that was your first instinct. Trust that. And that's how we learn to follow our intuition, follow our instincts. That's how we get stronger. That's how we can believe that. Do not second guess yourself. During this moon cycle, figure that out. Find yourself, do I really trust my intuition or how do I lack? How do I stop finding, you know, how am I not trusting my intuition? What are the reasons I'm not trusting my intuition and how can I gain that intuition? So remind yourself, if you're in a situation and you acted a certain way or you decided not to go somewhere or do something, instead of second guessing yourself, say, I trust myself. I trust why I made that decision. I trust that my body, my first instinct knew what was there. That was your intuition and trust that. Remind yourself that. I think with this new moon, there's going to be some attachment anxiety. Anytime Saturn's in the mix, there's going to be attachment anxiety. A lot of big awareness in our patterns and how are they hurting us and how are they helping us? Future fears, living in the now. Maybe that's just because that's always my thing, I feel like. Feelings of running away and restarting far away. Remember, you always take you with you. That's an old saying from the meetings back in the day is you take you with you. And I think it's genius. Yes, sometimes a change of scenery does the body good, does the mind good, does you good. However, what you need to understand is you take you with you. You take your mind with you. You take your body with you. You take your patterns and all that shit with you. So if you are going to move and travel, make sure you still work on your mind because you cannot escape that. You cannot escape that. Distractions are fun. However, you are not working on yourself. And that is what we're here to do. That is what we're here to learn. So remember that. Again, I was talking earlier about moving to Florida. It's been with me strong. I think with Mercury retrograding, you know, Mercury rules our travel and retrograding. And we're like looking around like, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm restarting in California. I'm restarting there. Blah, 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 blah. So there's some feelings of that. But remember, you take you with you. You take you with you wherever you go. You take you with you everywhere you go. Man, that sucks sometimes. Sometimes I love that I walk a path of self-awareness. I love that I'm always trying to be conscious and aware of what I do and every action. Sometimes I just want to be an asshole, if I'm honest with you. Sometimes I'm like, damn, why do I got to have awareness like that? Why do I have to know that? Why do I understand that? Why can't I just be just walking around with no truth, no awareness? That doesn't bring me joy. That's why. And I know that this, you know, that I'm a gluttony for awareness punishment. And that actually weirdly brings me joy. And it will you too. The more you set on that path of self-awareness, the more you set on your path of yourself, the more addictive it becomes. Trust me, it becomes very, very addictive. You know, last night, Sunday night, this past weekend, Mercury was retrograding with the moon. And the moon, we look at our environments. We look at our fortune. And it was conjoined. And I was having these strong mental awarenesses about what kind of environment do I really want to create for myself, my children? What do I want that life to look like? And as Venus was retrograding, I was also, you know, as it was moving direct, I was thinking, like, how... reflecting on the ways that I'm kind of a bitch. I mean, I'm very nice and friendly and amazing. However, if I don't like you or I feel slighted or I feel off, I will totally just cut you off, not talk to you, not speak to you, not give you anything. And even if I'm out to dinner, I can have trouble like, oh, I do not like this person. I have a hard time not showing that. And I reflected back on my childhood and different variations of me being a bitch in different times. And why did I do that? Why do I do that? Why do I feel that way? And it all comes down to fear. Everything comes down to fear, hidden subconscious fear, whatever that is. So you might have, as Venus moved direct, you know, and we have Mercury retrograding, you might have some reflections on that. Why do I love the way I do? Why do I pick the partners I pick? Why do I, you know, avoid friendships? Why do I overindulge myself in friendships? Like, remember, everything goes both ways. Why do I obsess with my beauty? Why don't I obsess with my beauty enough? Depending on where what's happening, it can go both ways. So you might have some deep reflections on that. Sit with those reflections. And whatever came up, work with it with this new moon. Try to understand it more with this new moon. Now remember, this new moon is going to be cycled. Not cycled. It's going to be cycling and themed with Saturn, Uranus, Mercury retrograde. So again, that does not sound easy, but easy doesn't get us where we're going. Easy doesn't get us peace. Easy doesn't get us, you know, healthy mindset. Easy doesn't make us strong. Easy is simple, keeps us content. Easy is content. Easy doesn't even always equal happy. It equals content. So whatever struggles that maybe show up during this moon cycle, remember that. This is happy. There's a reason why the most popular quote in the world is, what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. There is a reason that is like everyone knows. I feel like my kids know that quote. There is that reason. So remember that. And remember, some people who this might come easy. This might also be an easier moon cycle for you. You might be able to use the... you might have been practicing already with Mercury retrograde and using the elements against you to plummet you forward in this moon cycle. So focus on new mindsets. Focus on strength, endurance. Sometimes in the moon cycle, I like to pick a word. I like to pick a couple words, and I like to focus on that. Those words. And every time something related to those words show up in my life, I bring awareness to it, however that may look. Right now, I'm going to take my moon cycle and I'm going to use it for getting my shit together. I'm going to use it for structure. I'm going to use it for discipline. I'm going to use it for surrender. I'm going to use it for allowing. I'm going to use it to, in the last 24 hours, a lot, like I said, a lot of patterns have come to me of the way I act, and I reflected on that. I'm going to use that on letting that go when those patterns show themselves this week. That is how we let go. Life is just a series of letting go. Another client told me this week that being a parent is learning to let go. Loving and something like that. They're like learning is a forever lesson in letting go from the minute you have a child. That is the truth. And we cannot control anything. All we control is ourselves, our mindset, our actions. We cannot control anyone else. And the more you try, the more unhappy you will be. That's some weekly awakening right there, babies. So yeah, new moon. Venus moved direct. We still have Mercury retrograding until next week, the end of next week, and then that moves direct. And then, you know, things are going to be calm. We're going to have a smooth spring, which I'm excited about. But remember, life comes in cycles, and we honor those cycles. We honor those rhythms. We honor all of that. You cannot have the good without the bad. So find out what that middle looks like to you. I love you all. Have a great day. Oh, before I forget, remember, follow me, Cosmic Colleen, 1C, across the board, on Twitter, I have an underscore. I didn't realize that would rhyme. On TikTok, I post daily astrology updates. I also try to do it on my Instagram. Thank you. Just send this. If you want to help out the show right now, the best way you can do is rate it, review it, send it to someone. Say, hey, give this a listen. Maybe this will help your day. Thank you, everyone. I love you all and have a beautiful day. Thank you.